Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's just too early. Hey, I got my daughter hopping in bed in the morning and wanting to, you know, play a game because daddy's home from work, obviously, and watch a movie or watch a show. Before you know it, it's 9:30 and the game's about to kick off. And then I go watch and I'm like, good God, this is not football. You watched football yesterday, not at 9:30 in the morning. That wasn't real football between the Jets and the Broncos.
The Jets don't play real football. Yeah. Like I've been saying for years, there's two NFLs. There's the one the Jets do, and then there's the rest of the league here. You know, and listen, if you want to keep going and do the London series here, then do what they do with soccer. Just offer some relegation. Like, you know, really, like what they do for soccer teams. I think I said this to you last week. What they do for soccer teams, if you're really, really bad and you don't achieve whatever the threshold of achievement is, I'm not even sure because I don't really watch soccer, but you then get relegated to a weaker division. So what they should do in the NFL is, if you're as bad as the Jets, you should be relegated to no TV. You can listen to Bob Wischusen. You can listen to the apps if you want. But when you're that bad, no TV.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to Bob Wischusen than that broadcast yesterday. That was I just can't. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to pick on anybody.
Yeah, no, he's not a good play-by-play guy.
Come on.
And I like Rich. He's not a good play-by-play guy.
Come on, dude. Come on. It's just, they got to stop with this.
Kurt's good, but Rich is just not a play-by-play
guy. And even Kurt yesterday was like dumbfounded by what was going on. Somebody needed to tell him, like, Kurt, you do realize this is the Jets.
Yeah. And you still have to speak.
He's like, yeah.
It's still your job to tell us what you're seeing, even though it's very, very tough to distinguish.
Did you do the pod live yesterday?
I went right after, of course,
Clocks
man.
Clocks at zeros. There you go. Brunch with BT.
Almost 50,000 views already. Jet fans jumping in. Of course I did it, yeah.
BT and Sal, the Fan, WFAN, NFL football is powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Charlie's in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
BT and Sal, you can't start a Sunday like that. Brutal. Just really tough to watch. And with family, friends, got my 2-year-old grandson on my lap, Rory, Bloody Mary's, eggs, bacon. We got the whole thing going. And to watch that before the first half. Now, I did like what you guys did that clip before. Yeah, he's going to learn. But you got to know that before. That's basic football 101 and having a football IQ. And
let me interrupt you there for a second. You're right, Charlie. You should know that beforehand. Look around the league at a lot of these inexperienced first-time or second-time head coaches. They bungle routine things all the time.
Without a doubt, Sally. You know what? And it's amazing that the salaries they make that they don't know. And then you throw the Hail Mary. All you get, you get a pass interference. You cannot end the half on a defensive penalty. So then you get another shot at the end zone or the field goal. So you had nothing to lose, and you're not giving the ball back to Denver. So he was making excuses yesterday, and I hate excuses. Glenn ain't going nowhere. We're not going in that circle anymore. What we did last year, we fired the coach on the way back last year. Our season ended up even worse. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Got to give the guy some time. Am I happy with what's going on? No. But I'm tired of the revolving door coaches out there in the Meadowlands. Yeah. I'm tired of it. And I'm also pleased. Everybody, call the station. Do not talk about Woody. Woody's not going anywhere, okay? I hate when people, we got to get Woody. Woody owns the team. He's making the money. But we got to go in the right direction. We got to give these two guys the right time, and we got to do it. It's got to be growing pains, and it's already growing pains, and it's hurtful.
Charlie, how's the referee going? You know, Charlie's a referee out there on Long Island. How's the referee going? Yeah.
It's going good. A lot of blowouts in my game so far.
No issues with parents?
Parents are very tough. But you know what? I'm doing it for 30 years. They all know me. You know what? They all know me. So, you know what? everybody knows the game better than the referees, and everyone knows the game better than the coaches. You know,
that's part of the thing. There you go. Nice, Charlie. I'll tell you, the only people that should be more pissed than Jet fans yesterday, really, the Jets offensive line. Because for people who didn't watch the game, they're like, oh my God, the Jets gave up 9 sacks. Yeah, too bad every one of them was on the quarterback. And just a little context here. So I would not have guessed it would have been Caleb Williams. But Caleb Williams has the longest average from snap to throw of 3.05. So they're creating a nice pocket and giving him time to throw the football. And the median, so the average, is 2.65. Yesterday, Justin Fields had almost 4 seconds to throw, which is basically a second more than Caleb Williams, who has the most time to throw in the NFL. This was not a situation where, you know, hike, and you got 3 guys in your face. This is a situation of a young player who either didn't see what's in front of him, or once he did, was terrified to let it loose.
Yeah, and that's a problem, but that's just...
That's him, right?
He's not very good. I mean, there are going to be days where, again, I think Denver's the best defense in the NFL. You know how I felt about Denver coming in. I thought they were the best team in the AFC. Obviously, they didn't look great yesterday, certainly offensively. They got weapons all over the place, and their defense is absolutely...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Loaded. So that's a tough task for any quarterback, but especially one who's a little bit skittish potentially and is not known for even when he did throw it, it's behind somebody, it's over somebody. Like, he's just not an accurate thrower. He's got to be able to run, and none of that was there for him yesterday.
True. And listen, the one thing, too, we talked about Garrett Wilson at the start of the show, and I love him. I really, truly think he's amazing, and I do think he's one of the best receivers in football. However, one of the things that's always worried me, like, when your best player is that small, like, he's thin, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it's this year with Fields or next year with a rookie who's probably going to be a little inaccurate, kind of, you know, finding his way here, you know, it's nice to have that top receiver that is just taller and you can throw up some 50-50 ball. When was the last time you saw Garrett Wilson get a 50-50 win?
Hey, he's not a physical guy.
You can't get that.
Yeah, between him and Sauce, I mean, they're, you know.
Yeah. Do they feed them at the facility?
It's exactly right.
Do they have a weight room in Florham Park?
Those two guys are string beans.
They are.
I don't get it. I want a nice physical beast at
receiver. Give me Megatron, will you?
Yeah, really. Or at least somewhere in between. Eric is in Delaware. What's up, Eric?
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. Hey guys, I'm a happy Jet fan today, BT.
There's no such thing.
First overall pick, Glenn Gunn. Why?
No, because I'm rooting for 0-17. I went into this season. My motto is expect the worst, never be disappointed. And they are helping me out.
Okay, but why are you happy? Because by the way, they're not going 0-17. There's no chance. So you're happy today because they have a chance for you to be proven right, or because you want somebody fired? I don't understand why you're happy.
First of all, I would love Aaron Glenn fired. It's not going to happen. They're not going to go 0-17. But do you really trust these people to pick a quarterback? I don't.
No, I mean,
so they
not
all
yet.
Gotta
no,
go.
No. I mean, not really. No, I said that. Well, I'm with you.
Do you trust them to pick the right coach?
No, I don't trust this organization at all. I mean, epitome of this regimen right now. He called a timeout to run a fake punt to run the clock out.
Yeah, I know that makes it.
They never let on the
good
plane
God
then.
Almighty.
It just makes no sense. And thank you for the call, Eric.
Thanks, buddy.
The ultimate aggressive move, calling a fake punt in that spot.
Uh-huh.
And then the exact opposite followed that with not even doing anything. Throw it out, for goodness sakes. I'm not saying you got to throw a Hail Mary, go for the end zone. Throw it out, try to get in field goal range.
Do anything. You know what's really painful, too? Like, I'm looking at this now. So it's Carolina next week, Jets are small favorite. If you don't know, Jets are favored by, I think, a point and a half. That is,
it'll be Carolina, dude.
I mean, come on. Listen, they might.
Carolina's actually not as bad as it may seem.
But I agree. They're running the ball a little bit.
That's a game they got to win.
True. And then you got at Cincinnati, right, without
Winnable,
Joe Burrow. Then you got a bye week, and then you've got the Browns at home with no offense.
Right.
So
heave ho, three in a row.
Yeah, but I'm saying which I don't even get excited about this stretch here because all the potential wins early, like I'm like, oh, maybe they could beat Miami. They could put some points up against Dallas. I didn't think they'd have a good chance to beat Denver going into the game, but as the game unfolded and you look back, you're like, nah, it's a game you probably should have won. I mean, Denver gave you a lot. Denver gave up a 78-yard kickoff return. They had a ton of penalties. They did a lot of things wrong. The Jets still didn't win. So there was a path for the Jets to actually have a season that I think could have instilled some hope in the fan base. Instead, here we are, 0-6, fire this guy, bench that guy. Typical Jets.
But I do think it still could look very different in 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Now, I'm not saying I'd bet on that to happen. But it could, and that's why you don't want to overreact to just 5-6 weeks in the NFL.
Yeah.
There is a – like, they realistically – look, even the worst NFL teams figure out a way to win a game. So, man, now maybe we're looking at 0-7. Who the hell knows? Maybe the Jets shoot themselves in the foot yet again. Maybe Glenn bungles it yet again, whatever. But maybe they don't, and maybe they win. And then what? Maybe they do follow it up with another one. Like, you don't know. What if they win 2 of the next 3? Is everybody starting to calm down a little bit and saying, all right, well, 2-7's not 0-17.
Yeah.
And then maybe they win a few more games. Like, they could end up with 5-6 wins still.
Yeah, but remember, Sal, for me, and I think for most Jet fans, it's not the fact that they're winless.
It's the other nonsense.
The lack of belief in him knowing what he's doing right now.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. We'll get to Pete Alonso as well on his contract demands. If you haven't seen that, 7 years is what Pete apparently is going to be looking for. Okay, we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.